Random House Audio presents Glock, The Rise of America's Gun by Paul M. Barrett. Read for you by Kif Vandenheuvel. Chapter 1. Shootout in Miami. It was 9:45 a.m. on April 11, 1986, when Special Agents Benjamin Grogan and Gerald Dove spotted the two suspects driving a stolen black Chevrolet Monte Carlo on South Dixie Highway. The pair had been robbing banks and armored trucks in southern Dade County over the past 4 months. To catch them, Gordon McNeil, a supervisory special agent with the Miami field office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, had set up a rolling stakeout. They had killed two people. Another woman was missing, McNeil said. They had shot another guy 4 times. In my 21 years with the agency, I never felt more sure that when we found these guys, they would go down hard. Moments later, other FBI units converged. Soon, 3 unmarked sedans trailed the bank robbers. McNeil, closing from the opposite direction, spotted the black Monte Carlo at the head of the strange convoy. In the passenger seat, one suspect shoved a 20-round magazine into a Ruger Mini 14 semi-automatic rifle. "Felony car stop!" McNeil shouted into his radio to the other units. "Let's do it!" FBI vehicles corralled the Monte Carlo, ramming the fugitive automobile and forcing it into a large driveway. The 3 remaining government sedans skidded into surrounding positions. 2 more FBI cars arrived across the street. In all, 8 agents faced the 2 suspects. Suddenly, one of the fugitives started shooting. FBI men scrambled.